Andre.
Whew. Wow.
There must be something in the air because it has been spicy in these chairs the last couple days.
Barometric pressure, bro.
Oh, tell
me
more.
That rain, you know, that rain. It's not just a factor for nerfies, but I think it gets people a little spicier as well.
Conventional wisdom would make you think that high pressure brings storms, yeah. But actually it's the other way around.
Feels like a guy who got his science credits in college by doing a meteorology class over here.
Funny you should mention that. I just kind of sweet-talked my advisor, is that what they call them?
Sure, sure.
Into just not making me take the science credits.
What?
Yeah.
How is that even an option?
Because I just didn't do any of them until my senior year.
Yeah.
And then I was like, am I really going to have to take four science classes second semester senior year? She's like, you can just take one. Bang.
Dang.
That's pretty much how I got through life.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Just had to find my way to finagle my way around anything that didn't involve sports.
Right. Anything I do for you, you've probably sweet-talked me into doing, too.
True.
Yeah.
No, I sweet-talk you out of a bad mood and into a good one without you even noticing it sometimes.
Absolutely. It's so true. I'm willing to, you know, I accept that.
But me, Henry, and Zach fought the whole pod yesterday. Incredible. After the pod, we fought.
Incredible.
We were fighting through text.
What was yesterday's debate? I missed it.
Well, the one that really tore us apart was who's more likely to win a championship in the next 5 years, the Buffs or the Broncos?
Huh. Oh,
they
man.
Didn't remember
I
that the college football
this.
Playoffs expanding to 12.
I heard about this.
I'm sure you're against
you're crazy,
me.
Bro.
I'm sure you think. I'm sure you think that.
Well, it's just way harder to be.
Right now
the
it is
the best one team out of 120 than it is the best one team out
of
32 with a cap system.
You're thinking of it all wrong. College football playoff expands to 12. You only have to be the best team out of 12 to get there, meaning win the Pac-12.
No, you need to be one of the 12 best teams out of 120, Ryan.
No,
that's
no,
what I'm
no.
saying.
You're going to get an auto bid if you win your conference. So you have to be the best out of 12. Then you're in the playoffs. Then you just have to be the best out of 12 again.
Is it going to be just a 12-league conference once the LA schools leave?
I mean, they'll probably... Wasn't if the Buffs even stay. But
a 14 for a sec?
No.
Oh, okay.
They'll probably have SDSU and SMU or something.
Gross.
Anyways.
Gross.
I don't care if you guys think I'm wrong. We'll see what happens on the field. I hope both teams win and we all... rejoice.
Yeah, I mean, we're playing the long game. Doesn't feel like a chip's coming in the next calendar year.
If it were, though, it would be more for the Buffs than the Broncos.
I don't know, man. I think I'd still take my chances with the Broncos, I think.
So what's more likely, the Broncos to win the division or the Buffs to win the Pac-12?
The Buffs.
This year coming.
Yeah.
I have these brilliant questions just building up in my mind.
On that, I think there's at least a better case to be made for the Buffs.
I mean, it's a lot harder, but there's the Chiefs.
Yeah, right. No, I kind of think beating Caleb Williams and
well,
USC.
Well, and like in this case, Caleb Williams probably gets injured, but I guess you could say the same thing about Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
I don't wish that on them. By the way, I didn't get a chance to bring this up on the podcast. Oh, Broncos podcast.
Marvin Mims making great catches. So.
Bro, did you see the match yesterday by any chance?
No, but so who won the first hole?
No one.
Just an ass kicking from start to finish?
Kind of, yeah.
Jesus. The Splash Bros just suck at everything now.
I know. I thought Steph was really good at golf, so I bet.
I know. That's
him.
What I was told as well.
Yeah. No short game, which makes sense. All he does is shoot threes.
Right, immediate gratification generation. But that's how Mahomes is, too.
I know. But Mahomes and Kelsey kind of just ham and egged their way through it. That's a golf term. You probably don't understand it.
It sounds like a meat and potatoes draft.
No.
Like, I can get there.
It's like when one person hits a bad shot, the other one hits a good shot. Because they're on a team. So it's like you're ham and egg. Like,
oh, so in this, it's implying that either the ham or the egg needs the other to carry it.
Yeah, or maybe it's like one was the egg, the other was the ham on each shot.
I know, but I love ham and egg. I think they both go great with each other. I'm not like,
that's why they make a great team.
The ham, you know, the ham needs to carry the egg. I think they're both complementary.
So anyways, I was sickened by this.
Yeah.
Not because the Chiefs won, but because Von Miller was like on their team. He wasn't actually playing, but he was like their kind of like correspondent. He was kind of like their captain. It was disgusting. Watching Von Miller like enjoy the company of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce legitimately made me want to vomit.
These rivalries, they just don't mean anything to these players compared to what they mean to us.
I know.
Like the Nuggets guys wearing Golden Knights jerseys while partying and post-chip, you know?
That one doesn't matter.
Sure, but still, it's like...
Jeff Green's played for every team in the league.
It's why I still cherish like the Inter Milan rivalry or Nebraska CU, you right. know? That still feels like it means something.
Yeah, I like rivalries where if you say the wrong thing to the wrong person, you could be hurt. Mm.
That is fun. I mean, funny enough, in life, sports are not. That's kind of a factor no matter what, right?
Friendly rivalries are lame as shit.
We could all say, yeah, I mean, I don't disagree. Duncan Murray's asking.
What's your top American draft pick?
I mean, it'd be something between...
The MLS Super Draft?
That's definitely top five. Somewhere between like basketball, John Elway, and college sports.
What's funny about
those are certainly some of my top favorite American things.
It is decidedly American. It doesn't feel American anymore. And it's for the better.
I mean, guys, it's an international... I don't know what to tell you. It's an international game, but it's like... Does soccer not feel English?
No, it does.
Does hockey not feel Canadian? Like, everyone plays
hockey it. Hockey doesn't, no.
It is, though. I'm telling you, it is.
I know.
Is.
I'm saying it would have been allowed in the draft. It just, to me, basketball doesn't feel like an American thing. It just feels like a great sport.
I swear, it's does it feel American?
It is. The job, it is, yeah. Does it feel, or is it inherently American? Right. Like, it can't be debated.
Right.
In this case, basketball can't be debated.
Did we go with the Star Spangled Banner or the concept of states?
Damn, I
other
definitely
places, they have regions. Here we
provinces.
Have states. Very American.
I definitely should have taken Old Glory in round five.
Yeah. How about national parks? Also underrated, Duncan Murray. Got some heat about this off air, but I would have gone t-shirts, ball caps, and jeans for sure. I would have...
You're literally wearing a t-shirt, ball cap, and jeans.
I would have bodied that draft. Also, how about like basketball sneakers? Sneakers feel very American.
I know I came up with a good draft when...
Sneaks, dog.
It takes over the show.
Yeah.
Then after the show, the debate rages on, and it spills over even to the next show. We were supposed to draft condiments today. And at 1 a.m. last night, I sprung out of bed, grabbed my phone, and said, no, 4th of July weekend, we're drafting American things.
Dang, condiments. That's a rough draft. I would not enjoy that one.
You don't like condiments?
I mean.
Honestly, condiments might be an American thing. We love just putting more shit on our food.
Piling shit on shit. About the most American thing there.
Wow, I should have taken condiments.
Yeah.
I love condiments.
It fast is. Food, that sure. Good, yeah. Ketchup, you want to throw ketchup in there? Very American.
I love having a food, being like, I want to put some more shit on this.
Yeah.
Like, here's a burrito. I need to put a pound of cheese and then drench it in green chili.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. I know, everyone's always like, oh, so simple, just three ingredients. It's like, yep.
But then Dre brought me this sandwich one time called a Parisian.
Yeah, not American.
Just like thinly sliced ham and butter.
Uh-huh.
And brie.
Yep.
Whew, that was good.
On a baguette.
I wasn't thinking like I need to put some hot sauce on this.
Exactly. You know right. Hot peppers.
Tornadoes? They happen mostly in America. They don't happen around the world. How can someone understand something so
I'm
little?
Just the more guesses Yaya gives us, the more it's like... No, this is not what we're doing. No, Yaya, what are you doing?
It's not a thing we like about America.
Like people aren't coming over with sponsor names. That's something I love.
People aren't
about
coming
America.
Over from other countries saying, "You know what I need more
Ball
in my
arena.
Life? Tornadoes. I got to get to America." I thought of taking the U.S. women's national team.
You should have. Yeah, like the Olympic team. I would have griped you on that. I would have been like, you gotta pick one. Pick the dream team or something.
I was just saying, what I really wanted to say was cheering. I should have drafted cheering for the Olympic team. Like, that's the most American thing. It's like, I don't even understand these sports, but if they're putting on red, white, and blue, I'm giving them my undying support for 3 weeks in the summer or winter.
Right, right. And doing that, not necessarily American, but the fact that you get to watch those American athletes dominant, definitely American.
Counting up the gold medals.
Yeah, American. No
Other
doubt.
Countries, they talk about their medal count. We right. only count the golds.
Right.
Anyways, back to betting, which I guess you can't get back to something that you were never on in the first place.
Yeah, the match, huh? Didn't go our way.
Well, just Von Miller made me sick. Kind of ruined my night.
Von's...
Like, he was calling him, like, my boy Trav. Talking about Travis Kelce. I'm like, Von, what happened? You once called him fake Gronk head ass. That's what I like about you. Now we're calling him my boy Trav.
We should have made that a t-shirt.
Fake Gronk head asses. That's prime stuff.
You see Gronk cease and desisting baby Gronk's dad?
Huge.
Speaking of?
Huge dub for the world.
Gosh, that man must be stopped. I'm concerned about baby Gronk.
I am too.
I'm concerned about baby Gronk the way I was concerned about Joe Burrow smoking that cigar. He didn't seem to enjoy it while the rest of the world was hyping him up.
I thought he did. I thought he enjoyed it.
Yeah. Another thing Yaya would have drafted in the American draft is Cuban cigars.
How did we miss the Super Bowl? Oh, we did football, so that would have been kind of... But yeah, the Super Bowl is like even more American than football.
Did someone pick American football?
Yeah. Zach did, first round.
Oh, jeez. He bodied you guys.
I know. I also got freedom and the 4th of July. And
That's
wings.
That's good, man. Whoa, wings?
Yep.
Dang.
So.
I swear glizzies are not American. Like, putting meat in a meat casing, not an American
No, it's
thing.
Not, but hot dogs
it's a
certainly
Germanic
feel American.
Thing, but,
if you yeah. say we're having American food at the barbecue, it means burgers and dogs.
Right.
I know. They are American. And when you get them in other countries, they suck. I can't say I've been to the hamburger capitals of the world.
Uh-huh.
But... No, I think Chicago might be. Best burger I've ever had is in Chicago. Anyways.
Chi-town.
Stand
up. Okay.
So.
Betting. My bets, they're kind of hitting and not hitting these days.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise.
I have some value picks today.
Boom. Love me some value picks.
So, let's go to my big three.
Let's do it.
This one just came to me. Almost like the American things draft.
Uh-huh.
Just hit me yesterday.
Yeah.
Chet Holmgren's winning Rookie of the Year next year.
Because Americans love Chet Holmgren.
He's basically Wemby, just American.
He so is. I know. It's him, Bull Bull, and Wemby. I can hardly distinguish the three, honestly.
No, the thing about Chet, though, is that free year, the red shirt year. I love betting on people to win Rookie of the Year that got the red shirt year.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin,
Ben
for
Simmons,
example.
Spida's campaign again to try and win Rookie of the Year. Couldn't
Fell
stop
short.
Ben Simmons, yes.
Because Ben Simmons had the red shirt year.
Yeah, the red shirt
you
year.
You get used to NBA culture. You get used to NBA film sessions, right. NBA practices.
Colin Gillespie, watch out.
Colin Gillespie might
coming.
Be worth a sprink.
He coming.
Also, Chet... Some are saying doesn't have that dog in him. 100% pure dog.
Oh.
Purebred.
Dogged up.
Yeah.
He's big time dog.
And as much as Wemby has all the hype, you don't really look at him and say he has that dog in him.
Some say he does.
Do they?
Some say he does, yeah.
He almost has too good of a perspective on life to have that dog in him.
That is true. That is true. But as we're learning with Jokic.
That's true.
Having life? A good perspective on life may be a key to success.
That's true. I wasn't thinking
about it. I feel like you embody that, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've got that. I hate to say it, that Mamba mentality, you know? I'm a scumbag and a sicko. That's how I drive myself and get myself out of bed and get myself to achieve. You kind of have that Jokic perspective.
I think that's a fair way of putting it.
In truth, you'd love to just be like riding your horse harnesses, which to you is probably like, I don't know, playing golf. Playing golf.
Wow, I'm so much like Jokic. I just realized.
Having some chit-chat time with Allie. I don't know. Whatever floats.
It's not that
boat,
he doesn't
know?
Love basketball. Just the same way that it's not like I don't love podcasting.
Of course. Of course. Or the Buffs, you know.
But if I could be doing anything right now, it would be playing golf.
Yeah.
And for him, it would be riding horses.
With a harness, yeah.
Yeah.
Harness. He's very specific in his love for horses. It's horses in the horsey harness. Which is why that clip of when he arrives Sunday and everyone's applauding him and he's in the stands and then it goes to the track.
So good.
It's like, what is this for?
Okay. So Chet's winning Rookie of the Year. Plus 450 is great value on a redshirt year. You can still get good value on Colin Morikawa.
Insane. I kind of feel like the morning has granted us some more value.
It has, because a lot of guys, he was in second going into the morning.
A gift from the golf.
Then guys just came through and tore up the course this morning.
Yeah, just guys being dudes.
So actually right now you can get Colin Morikawa at plus 900. And there's a 18% profi boost.
Oh
on
my gosh.
It. I wonder if he just bogeyed since we started here. That's what worries me.
He's on minus one on the day. He's at the fifth hole. Through five.
So he's through five. He's one under. He's actually six shots back of the leader, but the course is handing out birdies today. I just want to make sure that we're not having any inclement weather or anything like that.
Yep.
That would change things.
Absolutely.
Anyways, you can get in on Colin Morikawa at plus 900 right now. And we rarely miss on Colin Morikawa. So
I mean, it was crazy. You gave that pick out on Wednesday, and then I'm doing this show with Spence, preparing for the show Thursday morning, and there he is, top of the leaderboard. I couldn't believe it right now.
We really should, every time we have that Colin Morikawa feeling, bet round one leader.
This guy gets it.
And then finally, everyone's in on Fade the Pids.
Fade the Pids.
Not me. I want Pids at St. Louis draw. 0-0. Plus 270.
That'd be a very Pids result for
they
sure.
They are better on the road than at home, so that's not that impossible.
Yeah. 90 minutes of nothing.
Well, it's a classic clash. We can go right into my big three of top of the table in the West against bottom of the table in the West. The Pids are dumb, but we're going to fade them because the value on getting St. Louis as a home fave at just minus 120 is sickeningly good. Sickening, Ryan. So give me St. Louis FC, pencil them in at minus 120. Then UFC main event, showing it at the bar, baby. We've got some big time middleweight contenders going against one another. Sean Strickland, the favorite from America, against Abus Magomedov.
Sick.
All I need to say is the name. He's German, not like some of the other Magomedovs.
Oh.
So I don't know if there's some naturalization going on, but look at this. Magomedov, only a second UFC fight, so he's built up his record in other places. He's a kicker, and he can take you to the ground.
Mm.
And then he'll punch you up. He's got the reach advantage as well. And Sean Strickland's just a stand-em-up puncher.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Strickland is getting straight up wasted in this one.
Okay.
Plus 135, tremendous value. The matchup is too juicy right now. And you guys know how I feel about teams named Inter Miami. They might have Messi coming. He's not playing in this one. Austin FC is going to whip that ass. So
Austin FC, have they gotten past their early season woes of passing the ball to the wrong team in front of their net?
They don't do that as often. They're still not that good, but they're better than Miami. All
right.
They're not great, but Miami just sucks.
Okay.
And the book just struggles to figure out the MLS.
Huh. That would make sense.
We're attacking.
The MLS is pretty unhinged.
No. Yeah.
You can't really predict when a player is just going to pass the ball to the other team right in front of his own net.
That's exactly right. I was hoping to find a U.S. men's national team line, you know, against Trinidad and Tobago, but it's not up yet. So maybe a Gold Cup future to reach the finals is the way to go. We'll see if we can find that. But before that, just want to tell you about the good friends at manscaped.com. They are the homies. We all have the toiletry bags. We all have the lawnmower. We all have the weed whacker. Actually, I think I'm one of the few who has the weed whacker.
I have the weed whacker. I have two weed whackers.
No.
Yeah.
Spencer also double has nostril the weed whacker, action. Remember?
Spence does have the weed whacker. Oh, you old double nose, huh?
Yeah.
Dang.
Cut down time because it's a timely process.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I actually need to break out the weed whacker this weekend. All at manscaped.com. Just an incredible array of products and a great deal when you use the code DMVR for 20% off plus free shipping. Love the boxers. Rhino's a big fan of all the creams and stuff.
Yep.
Sprays. They've got you covered at manscaped.com. Check them out and hook the homies up. Use that code DMVR for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Boom.
Boom.
Okay, Ryan. We could build a Rockies SGP. We could go value hunting on golf.
By the way, I went to elementary, middle, and high school with a person named Phil Mitchell. I wonder if that's who's in our comments.
Whoa, Phil Mitch.
Anyways.
Wow, let's hope.
We could. What are our options? Rockies SGP.
Rockies SGP. It's our favorite long shots of the weekend.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Could put together an MLS parlay. Yeah, yeah. Might be your time to shine. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. No doubt, no doubt.
We could pick a pre-cooked SGP.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, is there any non-baseball ones?
Right.
It's really the only sport they're playing right now.
Seam ads up in this.
Should we just pick the one that we think has the best name?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
Wow, lots of these.
Bigger Than Us Steel? I don't know what that is.
Nope. It's not even fucking incoherent.
Bigger Than Us Steel.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
I had to just make sure that I didn't fuck that up.
Bigger, it's meant to be Bigger Than U.S. Steel, I think. You know, it's the 4th of July.
Steel injury?
It's the 4th of July.
Industry, I mean?
Yeah, the steel industry. Bigger Than U.S. Steel.
No,
and it's Cubs to win. Justin Steele, 5+ strikeouts. Guardians under 3.5. I don't know. Is that like Indian? Is Cleveland? What am I doing?
I don't know. Guardians.
Guardians. Is Cleveland and Chicago, is that the like that steel country out
no,
there?
No, it's Pittsburgh.
And Justin Steele is pitching, so they're anyways, terrible name. Be better.
Maybe the worst ever.
Yeah, be better.
Ride and fade. Still
like,
no.
What?
Doesn't tell us anything about it.
Ride and fade.
Late night step up. Nope.
At least we're cooking, you know, like we got something going there.
Here, this is better. Hey, now you're an all-star.
Oh, let's go. Finally.
But that's an 8-leg hit parlay.
What? And they're just showing us the... Oh, my gosh. Sean Murphy, Luis Alvarez, Orlando Arcia, Ronald Acuna, Freddie Freeman, JT Martinez, Mookie Betts, Nolan Arenado. Three
all
of those guys. Yeah.
It's only plus 730. I'm not loving it.
Let's shop around.
What do you think this guy's name is pronounced? Jared Carabas or Carabas?
I think it's Carabas.
Like the restaurant. Carabas.
Carabas, yeah. What was their shtick?
Italian.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I'm a simple man when it comes to Italian, like an Italian restaurant. I'm getting the chicken parm. Theirs was solid.
Okay, there you go. June Boom.
No. Yeah, Trendsetters.
Instead of June Soon. That's a homer. Right, but Trendsetters, wow. It's just...
I believe this is two leadoff players to get singles in their first ABs.
Okay. Now, Trendsetters, fine name. Plus 1875. Now you caught my attention.
Yes.
Now you got... It is a weekend long shot, after all.
Yes. They should have done some sort of Independence Day parlay that adds up to plus 1776.
Yes. Ryan, one more. You're a marketing genius.
I know. See you in Seattle? It's not going to do it for me?
No, come on. I love that.
Why?
It's great.
Is that where the All-Star game is? I bet it is.
Oh, yep, it sure is.
They're getting ready for the Midsummer Classic, as they call it.
Right, next week. Give them the Sonics back.
Okay, so we were just talking about Chicken Parm. This is a sign. A couple down, an all-Yankees SGP known as Chicken Parm Hero.
Dang.
Since changing his stance during Chicken Parm Dinner, Volpe hitting .349 in 14 games.
What?
That mean?
That's baseball content for you. Guys are changing their stance. Stats. Chicken Parm stats Dinner, whatever that
chicken
means.
Chicken Parm Dinner. I don't know what that means. We're taking it. And I don't even know. I don't even know who Anthony Volpe is. Is it Volpe? Volpe?
Volpe? Volpe? Volpe. Who knows?
Volpe sounds like a stat that Sixers fans hate that Nikola Jokic is so good at.
Right. Yep. Jokic would be the all-time greatest Volpe. Ace of K's okay. Is a fun one.
No, we're going with Chicken Parm Hero. Yankees to win. Volpe two total bases. Yankees over 4.5 runs. Yankees score first plus .380.
Boom.
It was a sign that we were talking about Chicken Parm, and that came across.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. What a Friday bets. Good on us.
Friday bets. Time to go upstairs and fight with people about what's American. We'll see you guys later.
Thing to do.